理课堂听 class.com。
Test for English majors, Grade 4, Sample 4, Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase,with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage.
Cars in the future.As big cars cause many problems, such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, scientists are now trying to design some small cars that may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities, and the streets will be less crowded. 3 such cars...can fit in the space that is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer, as these cars can only go 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips, because these cars buy petrol.Can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
Cars in the future. As big cars cause many problems, such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic,Scientists are now trying to design some small cars. That may someday replace today's big automobiles.As big cars cause many problems, such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, scientists are now trying to design some small cars.That may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future,There will be less air pollution. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities. And the streets will be less crowded. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities. And the streets will be less crowded. Three such cars can fit in the space. That is now needed for one car of the usual size. Three such cars can fit in the space. That is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips. because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling. However, they will not be suitable for long trips because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling.
The last reading. Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.
Cars in the future. As big cars cause many problems, such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, scientists are now trying to design some small cars that may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities, and the streets will be less crowded. Three such cars can fit in the space that is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer, as these cars can only go 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips, because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling.
This is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct response for each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 9 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions.
1. Jenny has to ask her friend to translate the letter, as she can't make heads or tails of it.
2. What makes people amazed is that though he never stays up too late studying, he will get the first place in the examinations 9 times out of 10.
3. It is nothing less than a pain to ask the boy to sit still for the whole afternoon.
4. Mary's suggestion that classes should be dismissed 5 minutes earlier is out of the question.
5. Flight 324 is leaving at 11:30 a.m., but you must check in 1 hour prior to departure.
6. Jason ran across his former college roommate on his visit to London.
7. Susie knows much about watercolor paintings, but she has only scratched the surface in oil paintings.
8. When he was in college, Charles was second to none in acting.
9. His third novel far outweighs his previous 2. 2. Section B. Conversation. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions. 10. You know, since the 20th century, more than 2 million people have been killed in road accidents.
Oh, that means the number of people killed on the road is 5 times that of American soldiers killed in the wars during the same period. 11. It has just struck 6 p.m.
Well, the road's not busy, so we should be home in about 1 hour, but we'll take a break of about 20 minutes for tea. 12. Do you have a single room with bath for this weekend?
Wait a second, please. We have no singles left, I'm afraid, but you may have a twin-bedded room for the same price. 13. Glasgow is one of the most important cities in Britain, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Though it is different from cities such as Edinburgh, Manchester, and London in terms of its size and population. 14. I wonder where I can take my girlfriend for dinner tonight.
Have you been to the Chinese restaurant near the school? 15. Have you used the tent you bought last month?
Yes, indeed. We went camping last Friday and had a marvelous time, staying warm and dry in spite of the weather. Sixteen. Don't you tell your husband not to smoke?
Yes, I do. But whatever I say to him goes in one ear and out the other. Seventeen. Hello. The pipe in my bathroom is leaking. Can you come to repair it as soon as possible?
It depends on when I can finish the drains at the office building.
Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 18 and 19 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
At least 7 people were killed in 7 floods, judged to be the worst to hit southeast Queensland this century. Rivers throughout the Australian region have run as much as 9 meters higher than usual, forcing hundreds in rural towns to flee their homes. Meanwhile, flooding in the north worsened in the wake of Cyclone Rona, which swept through Cairns and Ingham, causing widespread damage. Question 20 is based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the following question. Now, listen to the news.
India's industrial growth rate fell more than 3 percentage points in the 9 months to December 1998 from the corresponding period the previous year, reports said yesterday. According to the Finance Ministry, industrial production growth fell to 3.5% between April and December 1998 from 6.7% during the previous year. Several infrastructure and core industries involving items such as electricity, coal, steel, crude oil, cement, and fertilizer reported a growth rate of just 2% compared with 5% during the same period the previous year. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
U.S. First Lady Hillary Clinton left for Cairo on Saturday for a 12-day visit aimed at improving the often mistrustful relationships between the Islamic world and the United States. The First Lady will also get a break from daily speculation at home about her political future during the trip that will take her to Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. The plane carrying Mrs. Clinton experienced a minor problem as it taxied down the runway at Andrews Air Force Base. The Boeing 707 returned to the terminal where it was checked by Air Force mechanics and cleared for takeoff. Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the following two questions. Now, listen to the news.
10 people, including 4 children, were killed when a landslide slammed into 3 houses in the rain-soaked southern Philippine island of Mindanao, the Civil Defense Office said yesterday. The landslide in the Compostela Valley was caused by heavy rains, Civil Defense Administrator Melchor Capistrano said in a report. In the town of Tivoli, One person was missing and 10 injured after flooding damaged a concrete bridge and washed out 7 houses on Monday. Mindanao has been receiving higher than average rainfall this year due to the La Nina phenomenon, which scientists attribute to the cooling of Pacific Ocean waters. Question 25 is based on the following news item. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the following question. Now, listen to the news.
Russia's Government Security Council says social and economic issues are more serious threats to Russia than military threats. Russian news agencies say a document from the Security Council says there is a great need for economic recovery to help stop social unrest. The document also says a strong economy will help increase public support for the new democratic federal system. This is the end of listening comprehension. Thank you.